Welcome back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 10 of
Scallywag Show Tunes with Arthur and Charlie Chimbley,
Esquire, at your service. Now, listeners, continuing on from last week's episode, we're going to have 3 songs again.
As opposed to 4.
Yes.
But
yes.
Also, Arthur, 3 dumb songs.
Oh, yes, as opposed to imprisoned songs.
Or horrible songs celebrating discrimination.
Yeah, that too. But shall we launch straight into it, Charlie?
Yes, Gov. Listeners, we've got 3 African-American songs this week from the freedom movement of the 60s. This first one is A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
And though we are but on air, on the radio, we urge you listeners to go and have a look at the most recent YouTube video that goes with this song.
Because it's still relevant to today, isn't it, Arthur?
Yeah.
Even though it was written all the way back in the 19th century.
No. I think you find, Charlie, that it is from the 20th century, not 1964. Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
No, that must be the 19th century because you yourself just said 1964.
No.
Ain't that the 19th century? Because it's got a 19 in it.
No, Chad. The 19th century starts actually with an 18, and the 20th century starts with a 19.
No, it doesn't.
And the 21st century starts with a 20.
Shut up. What? You're doing my head in, Arthur.
No, but that's just the way it is, Charlie.
No, why is time so complicated then?
I don't know, Charlie. It's just the system they came up with.
Down with the system, I say. Down with the construct of time, I say. Down with the oppressors, I say.
Well, I say it's high time for a change.
That's right. A change is going to come, Arthur.
I was born. In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, that makes you wanna weep. done it, Arthur. Passionate and moving.
Well, Charlie, I think that was his intention. You know, it is a protest song after all, isn't it? That's what they're meant to do.
Yes.
Protest songs.
Well, right. It's inspired me to actually do something.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur.
Like what, Charlie, exactly?
I don't know. Like write a letter to a politician.
Yeah, but you can't write, Charlie.
Well, I can dictate to you then, Arthur.
Yeah, but I can't write neither.
Well, that's no good, is it, Arthur? If we want to protest, we need to be edumacated.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do, is protest about being not edumacated properly.
That's right. They're keeping the masses oppressed by keeping them ignorant of the word.
Like the word of God?
No, just any word.
Well, you need to do something about that, as you haven't done nothing.
What? It's not my fault I can't read.
No. Yes, exactly. It's not your fault. It's the fault of the politicians who haven't done nothing. As outlined by Stevie Wonder in his next song, You Haven't Done Nothing.
Stevie Wonder.
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 Wonder?
I wonder whether it's Wonder.
Oh, I don't know. Is it Wonder?
No. Shush. Let's just press play.
That are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing the song telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing. You brought this up on yourself. The world is tired of pacify. We want the truth and nothing else. Yeah. And we are sick and tired of hearing your song telling how you
sounded superstitiously like another song by Stevie Wonder, but can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, that's very superstitious, Arthur. Because neither can I.
Yeah. No. Well, now, look, Charlie, there is a particularly large group of people who are oppressed in this world.
What, like chimney sweeps?
No, not anymore.
Children?
No, yes, but a larger group than that, in fact.
Well, larger than children. Everyone's larger than children.
No. Who makes up 50% of the world, eh?
Cockneys.
No.
Bostoffs?
No. They're not oppressed anyway.
I know. Ladies.
No. Yes. Well, people of the female persuasion in general.
Oh, you mean women.
And girls. Well, this next song is by one of them, Nina Simone.
Arthur, I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
Well, you're not a lady, Charlie, so you do know how it is to be free. Hmm?
Exactly. That's the name of the next song.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Like a bird in the sky, how sweet it would be if out my heart I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know yet. Not sing, 'cause I know yet. Then I'd sing.
She's good, ain't she, Charlie?
Yeah.
Singing with all that passion about how it feels to be an African-American woman in the 1960s.
Yes, Arthur, say it loud, say it clear for the old damn world to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring back the means of our production.
Yeah, down with the oppressors.
Yes. Well, glad we got that off our chests.
Yes, it's good, Arthur. I feel a bit lighter now.
Yeah, a bit freer.
Yeah. And we will be continuing on with our theme of freedom songs in next week's episode of Scallywag Show Tunes, won't we?
We will. Yeah. But for now, Charlie, we would like to remind listeners that no politicians,
nor chimney sweeps,
nor children,
nor cockneys,
nor posh toffs,
and especially not the ladies, were armed in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes.
We are Arthur
and Charlie
Shimley
Esquire at your service.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
In a factory by the time. This is Morris on the door.
Are we still on air?
No.
So next week, we're going to continue on with the Freedom Songs, right?
Yeah.
Arthur, I mean, are there any more of those?
Of course there are. More than you can poke a stick at.
But we don't want to poke a stick at anyone.
No
people should be armed. Peace, love and rights for all.
Yeah, yeah, down with the oppressors, whoever they might be.
I think that we should write a song about that, Arthur, with my kazoo.
Your kazoo? No, not with your kazoo, Charlie. No, stop it. Stop it, Charlie. You're weaponising your kazoo against me. Down with the oppressive kazoo, I say.
That is my right to play it. We should all have the freedom of self-expression.
Oh, not through your kazoo, you shouldn't. Shut up, Charlie! Oh, shut up, Charlie. Stop it. No.